Well, this was there were a lot of powerful messages given in a very peaceful way by Lord Norman Foster, and I think that the way he presents the action plan is a kind of guideline also. Now we have to pass to the more formal and bureaucratic process, and before inviting you to endorse, I just want to remind you the process that we followed. The action plan was developed by the Secretariat in cooperation with the Committee Bureau and through a consultation with UNEC member states. The draft action plan was presented to the attention of UNEC member states at an informal briefing on 12 May 2021. The draft was then officially open for comments to be submitted to the Secretariat by 27 June 2021. No comments were received by then. The draft hereby is presented to the attention of ministers and heads of delegation for endorsement. So now I invite the meeting to endorse place and life in the UNEC, a Regional Action Plan 2021, tackling challenges from the COVID-19 pandemic, climate and housing emergencies in region, city, neighborhood and homes, and invite national and local governments as well as relevant stakeholders in the ECE region to support its implementation. Thank you. Okay, so now I would ask you all to hold this postcard and to take a picture.
Oh, they can do it from that, perhaps. So mm-hmm. If they can come here, they have to wear a mask.
Shall I say the adoption?
No, it's endorsed.
Okay. Shall we?
Okay. Okay. The action plan was endorsed. Now let me read again the endorsement. So the place and life in UNECE, a Regional Action Plan 2021, tackling challenges from the COVID-19 pandemic, climate and housing emergencies in regions, city, neighborhood and homes was endorsed. National and local governments, as well as all relevant stakeholders in the ECE region, were invited to support its implementation. Adjourned. Then we finish with this part of the agenda for today, and I declare the ministerial meeting closed. I thank all of you for the participation and for the very useful discussion. Here it is said for a break, but I think that we already did the break before starting this, so we can discuss item number 7 that you remember we made some changes in the agenda yesterday. And the agenda item 7.C is review of the implementation of the program of work 2020 and 2021. Item C is carbon neutral and energy efficient housing. I would like to remind you that in 2017, the Committee on Sustainable Energy and the Committee on Urban Development, Housing and Land Management established the UNECE Joint Task Force on Energy Efficiency Standards in Buildings and developed the framework guidelines for energy efficiency standards in buildings, which were endorsed by both committees. In 2020, the task force updated the guidelines, which were endorsed by the Committee on Sustainable Energy, and the committee is invited to endorse the updated framework guidelines for energy efficiency standards in buildings. I now invite the co-chair of the Joint Task Force on Energy Efficiency Standards in Buildings of the ECE region, experts and secretariat to report on activities of the task force and formulate possible activities for the future. First to present is Mr. Vahram Yalalayan, co-chair of the UNECE Joint Task Force Energy Efficiency in Buildings from Armenia. Mr. Vahram is present or online? He's present,
online.
Okay. Online. Online, okay. So, yeah, Mr. Yalalayan?
Yeah.
Okay, you are there.